All right, it is 6:30, so we're going to get started here with our work session. So first item on the agenda is the electric vehicle charging option. I'm not sure where this is coming from. Is that coming from you?
Me.
Okay.
All right. Good evening, Mayor and Council members. So the question you're all probably asking yourself is why now? The most blunt reason we're having this conversation on electric vehicle charging is because we're reconstructing like three parking lots in the city. And so from a logistical standpoint, time now is a really good time. If that's the direction we want to go, we can build it in there so we're not tearing up stuff we've just rebuilt. The second reason it really is just because staff is always looking for potential ways to raise revenue for the city. And so there is an option potentially to have a somewhat of a very small, but a funding stream coming in if we were to contract out for electrical vehicle charging. And then finally, just three is there's not a lot of electric vehicle charging stations in the city of Crystal. And so as there continue more on the road, it's something we just want to be considered or an option to be out there. So earlier this year, we were contacted by a private company about installing electric vehicle charging stations at city facilities. The vendor actually did a presentation to the Environmental Quality Commission in April. And I should note, this is the same vendor that's doing work. You probably heard in the media with like Plymouth. Lakeville,
New Brighton.
And New Brighton. Yep. So we're not looking to recreate the wheel here in terms of kind of that model. I did ask the Plymouth Public Works Director, would he do it again? And they're just starting there. He's like, yes, he doesn't have any regrets at this point. So really the conversation we want to have tonight is, one, are you interested in pursuing electrical vehicle charging stations in the city? And if so, is there a preference on a city-owned system or contracting with a third-party vendor? So that's really all we're looking for tonight. So with that, what questions do you have, comments?
Go ahead, John.
So the presentation I sat through for the EQC, now that was contracting a vendor,
correct,
to operate the system for us. And correct, there really was no liability back to the city, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And now you're talking about potentially we would own that. Is that right?
So there's two options. Okay. So one is you go that route.
Yeah.
The other option, so I actually talked to St. Louis Park. So they put in charging stations. There's no cost for it.
Yeah.
So they just eat the cost of their capital budget, and then the power for their buildings powers the charging stations, basically.
Yeah.
So theoretically, there's a limit, they said, by signs, but there's no enforcement of that.
So why are we talking about liability? Why is there a liability here?
Well,
so, I mean,
yeah.
So if we were to own it, for example, and somebody were to crash into it, or hypothetically a snowplow were to hit it, if we owned it, we would have to theoretically replace it, right? Whereas if there was a third party there and some person just crashed into it, that's their problem to deal with.
They take care of everything. Ours.
Right, yeah. They take care of everything.
So turn group.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Yeah, it was reminding me of the solar stuff that we were doing. I mean, they were going to indemnify us if there was anything like...
Yep.
And I didn't want to go down that road where we have to be doing something that we need to be indemnified from. You know what I mean? And I think the second time we did the solar panels, we ended up... The deal was different because what we did on the first deal was deemed illegal in court. So I don't want to be walking that line.
There's going to be no disagreement for me on that one.
So
as far as indemnification goes, I would defer to my resident expert.
So that was the line of the question. Go ahead, John.
Another thing that came up in the discussion was just the number of electric vehicles are going to grow year over year, and it'll probably take over combustion propelled vehicles. 2038, I think.
That's what I think. That was when I think you said, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much when they kind of have the, you know, the point where they end up being the dominant vehicle on the road. So the idea, you know, was suggested to us is that, I mean, it's you know, are people going to use them? Yes. Are they going to use them in Crystal? You know, maybe. And it might be another draw for the city itself in terms of, you know, a use within the city or attract, you know, other people to the city itself. We do have people that live in the city that have electric vehicles. And
so people living in the city that have electrical vehicles aren't going to drive to City Hall just to charge.
No, they're not. But the whole thing is we, you know, there are people that are traveling through the area and their vehicle will tell them where the charging station is. And so it might be a good opportunity for us because they're generally in areas where like close to a coffee shop or close to a shopping area or food or whatever. In this case, we also talked about the park itself, place where they can take a break while their vehicle is charging. There's different levels of charge that the charging stations can provide. So depending on how quickly they want to charge their vehicle and at what rate they want to pay, we'll determine exactly, you know, how quickly the car gets charged up. So, but there's the presentation that we watched, the gentleman, I can't remember his name. He was very convincing.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, he's very convincing. Yeah, he was very convincing in terms of electric vehicles. And for the most part, I mean, you know, I'm on the road all day long and just counting Teslas alone. I mean, it's like, I remember when Priuses were like, you know, were like an oddity, you know, and now it's like, you know, I like drive through neighborhoods and there's like 3-4 Teslas that are going by me. And so they're becoming more and more common.
Yeah,
And then we're also looking at other vehicles, other companies that are putting out electric vehicles as well. So all the major manufacturers are at some point going to convert over and that's what they're going to be making is electric vehicles. So anyways, you know, maybe you should talk about, you know, what it costs for the city to go down the route where the third party takes everything, care of everything.
So one thing I want to jump back to is actually a point the mayor made, which is very important to hit on, which is you're correct. Nobody comes to City Hall to charge their vehicles. So actually the one at City Hall would be if we wanted to set up for one of the potential options is we would have a structure where we would own electric vehicles for ComDev, and that would be a place for them to charge. So that was the concept of that one being there. Otherwise, you're completely right. The focus of the locations is where are people going already to do stuff? Or we could potentially draw people to. So for example, Becker Park, can they go there, plug in, play with their kid for an hour on the park, walk over, get some food, whatever, while it's charging. So again, they're doing something else while the vehicle's charging. That's really as far as a captive audience, I would say is the target. For example, the dog park, right? They plug in while they're going to the dog park and run in Fido for an hour. Those are kind of the concepts of where the market is more, and we're trying to look for people. He also said places that are close to apartments. So because these would be, if you were a contract out, they'd be a level 2 charger. So they're not like your trickle charger coming out of your wall here. It's faster, but it's not quite as fast as your level 3. So that's kind of the important thing on where these go is you're trying to capture places that people are already going.
So you're talking a little bit of technology that I'm not real familiar with, but that's okay.
I'm not much ahead of you, so don't worry about that.
In terms of, I don't deny the popularity of electric vehicles. I mean, I drive the same roads, I see the same cars. I don't know if the question is whether or not electric vehicles are going to be a thing in the future. They clearly are. I think the question is, what is our role as government? What is our role as a local governing agency, and is it our role to institute those? And where does private business and private development of these types of installations take in? I mean, it's not like we provide gas for combustible engines, even though there's a complete difference in the time factor. I don't know. Go ahead, Brendan.
So I guess some of my questions, the cost, right? Like, I really, you know, my ignorance on it. I was actually having a conversation with somebody. I was getting excited that the F-150 Lightning is getting ready to come up, but it's like a third. Like, that's what we were getting excited about, the actual vehicle, but the price. I was like, yeah, we're talking about Jeep Wagoneer is like $150,000, but the new F-150 Lightning is only like $34,000, you know, dollars. And I was like, that's like crazy, right? So I'm just getting kind of like, it's completely outside of my scope, right, of understanding. But I guess like the question is, right, so, because I really don't even know how like they work, right? I mean, I know we go to, for a car now, you go to the gas station, pay for gas and right? So someone, you have an electric vehicle and you go to these, you know, charging station, do you pay at the charging station? Is this, you know, is this a, okay. Like, I mean, so then in turn, right, is this, I guess, so then that goes down the path of.
Technically, there's two models, right? If you were to look at the St. Louis Park model, you would just plug it in, drive away, and we're functionally buying people's gas. Option two, where you work with the third party, then you're plugging in, you have something on your app, you know, I'm at station two, here's how much I want to plug in for, and then there's a financial transaction that goes on. And so you're paying for that.
So this is clearly a private public partnership.
I'd say if the model we contract out, it's to the extent that it's public is we're providing city space for it.
Right.
And then they basically pay us a little bit to have the space reserved. And there is potentially a revenue share, but I want to stress at this point, that's not a number you need to think about because it's not a relevant number.
I figure this is more of, you know, I'm thinking, okay. And I guess kind of where I'm going, right. I'm thinking about the future, right. Investing in infrastructure, I mean, period, kind of like, okay, what is our role in that, right? When do we foresee as a city, right, that that the city is going to start converting to electric vehicles, right? As far as, okay, I don't know if the patrol cars are ever going to go to that, but, you know, like the you said Comdev,
right? is the lowest community development route,
right? Or like the inspectors, you know, that, you know, like Joe Tomasetti. Like,
yep, those are like Comdev stuff.
Okay, yep. Right, like those, you know, cars. I don't know what you guys are looking at from a staff perspective.
Those are the lowest hanging fruit. I haven't seen an electric vehicle plow snow yet.
Right, we're not there yet. But then, you know, and I think of, okay, what is the, I don't know, cost, right, versus the reward of, you know. Then I was thinking of like the community center, right? Sometimes they have, you know, events and things like that, right? And eventually it's going to be a thing where, you know, the majority will at some point, you know, have electric vehicles, right? And that, you know, is something that's there, you know, for them, right? You know, and same thing, Becker Park. And so kind of trying to weigh it all out. That's kind of where my questions is, as far as what is like our role in that infrastructure, one from a need of continuing to provide our services, you know, as our primary objective goal, the city then to is, you know, rather than looking at it from a perspective of a amenity driven aspect, I guess, if that makes any sense. I don't think that that's necessarily our route, but yeah.
So the thing to think about too, and this is kind of is, you know, if we do a parking lot, the problem is we're hoping to not touch for at least 15 years. Now, I'm not saying that we couldn't run power to put up an electric charging station with minimal to no impact. I'm just saying, I don't know without kind of digging into design. So right now, that's why it's kind of the most like, hey, if this is a thing, now would be the right time to do it when we're there messing up everything anywhere. Anyway, I know, yeah.
Just curious. So St. Louis Park has built these at like near City Hall. Are they powered by solar panels or how are they powered?
They're powered.
Yeah.
Like if we put one out here, it's coming out. It's coming through the meter for the building and out the door. They have them at the community center, the rec center, as well as the nature center.
Are there other cities around the metro that have put these in and providing it basically free?
I'm not sure on the, so Plymouth is doing the contracted out model where they said, okay, vendor, here's your spots. We're getting a cut. And then obviously New Brighton is, I'm not sure where other cities are at. I just did a quick cursory, call some people and see where they're at.
I'm wondering other places around the metro, are they charging for the electricity? Cause they're springing up everywhere. I mean, Hy-Vee, Target parking lots, libraries.
I mean, I know for the Tesla ones, they are. That's part of the business model.
So they're charging for the electricity.
So when you pull up, and I don't know what the exact financial arrangement is, but the short is you're on your phone on an app having some financial transaction take place to get it. How it works, the different locations, I think that really depends on the owner, whoever owns the property, and whatever system's getting set up there. So I don't exactly know how that's playing out. But I do know that some of them are charging.
Right.
Because I don't know how else they pay
them. I can interrupt.
Yeah, we got a couple of hands that growing up, but okay, you go ahead first and then
I know Minneapolis does have a relationship and you have to pay, but I know Minneapolis has privatized most of their parking too, so.
So if we were to kind of embrace a model that we actually owned it, we would have the liability of ownership is what it would be. Would we have ability to charge for that, or would we have to be similar to
Plymouth? So I actually really appreciate St. Louis Park's comment on this. And so when they went down that route, they said, look, if we're gonna spend so much more money to put the infrastructure in place to have an app than we will ever recover in revenue. And that's why they made the decision of like, hey, we're just gonna make it free because that's actually cheaper than trying to administer an app.
Wow.
So theoretically we could, but for the number of users, that might be a very large lift for a very small benefit.
I'm not ready to do either of those right now. No, sir. Nancy, go ahead, then John, and then John, do you mind waiting a minute?
Yeah, whenever you.
Okay.
Oh, great. Talking about the cheap, you know, going with just offering it for free, do we know what an average monthly bill might be if they're draining power from
us? So, I mean, not draining people power, be more than happy to give you numbers.
Yeah.
I think it's a location specific thing. And I think I'd be hard pressed to try to give you a number I had confidence in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that would be variable as the user.
It'd be very exactly is who's coming through, how often they're driving, winter to summer, location in the city. I mean, I think the easiest thing would be, and for example, even St. Louis Park, they're not tracking it really. They probably are, but it'd be buried in a number potentially if they are.
I'm just curious how much that draws.
Yeah, John.
And just one comment, the charging stations that Mark is talking about, the Tesla owners could use them if they had, and if they get an adapter, it's about $100 to use the charging station. So
the Tesla ones are proprietary. They only charge Teslas. The other vendors, it's open, but the Tesla owners have to have an adapter to be able to connect into it.
Wow. Traveling to Europe.
Space travel.
Interesting. Yeah.
Hover cars.
Right.
Back to the future.
Other questions?
John.
Thanks. I just wanted to address the ComDev car idea. That just understand there are only two vehicles that we would probably replace at this time. You're probably wondering, one of those two vehicles must be the 2019 Ford Fusions that we recently bought, but that was before the pandemic. And this may blow your mind or maybe not, but we've done a little research and we could probably sell the Ford Fusions more now than we paid for them in 2019.
Oh no,
so
used cars right now.
Through the third party vendor. Oh, and we can also unload that 2014 Ford Focus, which is rapidly falling apart and is probably not going to make its anticipated 10-year life before we have to get rid of it. So the timing would be good for both of those cars. We'd want to keep one of the 2019 Fusions so we have one vehicle with some serious gasoline powered range. But the way our inspectors drive a lot of short trips in town is perfect for electric vehicles. I mean, some things are not good fits for electric vehicles, snowplows, police cars, probably. I mean, there are a lot of uses that maybe don't fit well. The kind of driving our inspectors do is a perfect fit for electric vehicles. So if there's a way we can do it with minimal capital cost or maybe even capital savings, depending on what the third party vendor's deal would be, we would certainly, that would have to be part of our discussions, but that's something that's very attractive to me, is a way for us to make that transition to an electric vehicle with little or no capital cost and maybe even savings on our capital budgets. So more to come on that if you are interested in pursuing the third party option.
I'm trying to figure out why we would. Okay, so if we get electric vehicles, we need a third party to give us the electricity to do it? You think it might save us money if we do it that way?
Yes, it's a package. It would be part of the package deal that this vendor provides. This is the Plymouth model that Mark was talking about. Whereas part of the package for allowing them to locate their chargers on city property, you would have a 5-year lease,
something like that,
on a small electric vehicle, but that would certainly be adequate for our needs. And then at the end of the 5 years, it's a fairly modest buyout cost, something like $5,000 or something like that. And but we could sell the Focus on one of the Fusions into today's market. And, you know, that would actually be more for a capital fund. So it's again, we have to run the numbers in detail, but it's something that at least at this stage, it looks like it would be very advantageous for the city financially to go with the Plymouth model, at least in terms of being a way for us to replace those vehicles.
So what I would stress is one option from one vendor includes the two cars. Really the core question is, again, do you want to do this? Yes or no. And two, if you do, do you want to be a city owned asset, like solar panels, like whatever else, or we just contract with a third party and then potentially have a very, very, very minimal revenue stream?
Well, I'm not interested in the minimal revenue stream because we've been sold that before. My question is, we can't get an electric vehicle in our fleet anywhere without that, and it's going to cost us way more than $5,000 just to get the electricity into the vehicle. Is that a thing?
No. That's not what I was implying. I'm sorry. The cost of electricity is very minimal, whichever model you go with. Electricity per unit of energy is much less expensive than gasoline. The barrier to electric car adoption is range. That's really the issue, and capital cost. So, but the cost of electricity itself is not high. It's what did they say? Something like roughly a third per mile driven of the cost of gasoline. There are also maintenance savings too. Electric vehicles are much simpler. There's a lot less to go wrong with them and so forth. So for in-town driving, that's why they're a good fit.
Go ahead. I'm just kind of playing different things, scenarios, I guess, forward in my head. Do we have, does Parks and Rec, do you have any vehicles over there? I didn't think so. I just wanted to make sure. Because then I'm thinking, okay, what then is it, is that something, as we start converting, at some point the city will start converting to electric vehicles, right? And then thinking about what would be potential locations, but I guess it still goes back to the question of.
I would say if you talk about long-term us converting, to me, that's, I think police cars remain to be seen. Eden Bray is the one Tesla right now. Let's see how that shakes out. Yeah. ComDev, low hanging fruit. When you look at our stuff, we're running air compressors, we're plowing snow. So if we can only plow for 2 hours and have to go recharge, I don't think that's going to fly with the neighborhood very much. So I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Public works fleet.
So I don't know if I'm misunderstanding something, but it's the question is, are we interested in electrical charging stations? Do we want to do it ourselves or should we have a third party? I don't see a problem with third party vendor just planting their charging ports, whatever, in a park. So it seems like it's no risk for the city, no cost for us, and people pay for it. So that second option here about having a third party, I'm actually interested to see what their presentation is and what the proposal is actually from them. And I certainly am not interested in having people siphoning off electricity for free from the city. I think that's just bizarre that somebody has that. It's kind of like cell phone towers. I know we get a bigger revenue from a cell phone tower, but they rent the space. We get some money here. The money is going to be just negligible.
I actually think that's a really important note is I would compare this more with a cell phone model than a solar panel model, because the solar panel, it fed into the city system and then there was tax incentives and junk. So that really is not what this is. The cell phone is really the better comparison for what the structure looks like, because for these chargers, they would have their own service drop. They would have their own Excel meter. We would not be involved. We wouldn't even see the bill for the meter cost. Whereas with the solar panels, there's credits and junk and it's back and forth with Excel.
I understood it correctly.
Yeah, I think more of a cell phone. The way you did it is actually much better than the way I did it. So, yeah.
Right. Anyone?
Sounds like we're running out of juice.
I don't know.
Come on. There are. Go ahead, Therese.
Thank you. So you said Plymouth and New Brighton
working with their, is there more than one vendor out there that is doing this?
So the same vendor is working with those, but yes, there are more vendors out there.
Are there other municipalities using other vendors?
I would assume there is. I just haven't looked into that at all.
Okay, one more question. Is there a city that has had this in place for a period of time?
So actually Plymouth is just building out their system this summer.
Okay.
So I would assume probably at most maybe a year is what we could find out there right now. Which is bad. It's just, that's where it's at.
No, but if the parking lots are being replaced, now is the time.
I would say, we're not looking to reinvent the wheel here. That's why we're looking for neighboring cities that are feeling pretty good about the model they have.
When do you think a decision would have to be made for our parking lots?
So, I mean, sooner rather than later. I don't believe the council will be able to award the contract for the parking lots till June, so there's some time there.
Well, the City Hall one won't even be started until August.
Right.
Didn't we just approve the parking lot at the
plans and specs?
It's out for bid right now.
The community center?
Community center and then Bassett Creek. Okay. The bigger thing there is that, so Excel is trying to capture the market through some rebates to the vendors to install these so they can capture that. So they have a pot of money they've allocated towards building out these charging systems. And every year they allocate so much. So the longer you wait, theoretically, at least in this calendar year, that pot might be done. So they wouldn't be able to start construction until next year. That said, if we were working with somebody, just lay conduit in and prepare it for next year. I don't see that being a big issue.
I like that option.
Yeah, that's the real thing, you know, getting the parking lots ready. So if you do want to do it, you have it. You have those.
The only thing is we want to try to work with the vendor to make sure we put the stuff in the right spot.
Right.
So they can use it.
I'm not ready to pull the trigger on that.
Oh, this isn't a pull the trigger. This is a just like, hey, do we want to keep walking down this path or are we good?
I mean, it's such a young industry. I think we need to have some time, but it's coming.
I just want to see like a presentation from them. Maybe just like, what does this look like? Who are the vendors? What, you know, because I don't know if that's a good.
More information is what I'm
more information.
Okay.
More information.
Okay. All right. Can do.
Option two for me.
Yeah, absolutely. For me as well.
Option two.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's get you on updates.
So cleanup on Florida is continuing, and we are waiting for the reconstruction report on 32nd and Douglas.
All right.
The state.
Okay.
New business. Go ahead.
I was on Zoom, but I wasn't here in person. And with the commission thing, so some, I guess, feedback and kind of the, I want to say, perception and stuff there that, you know, Jim and Nancy and I did a lot of work kind of crossing in between and putting stuff together. And I think I would like, I'm going to make a motion in the regular meeting to take the commission back to the work session because, you know, I know Olga wasn't involved, John, David, and Therese, right? So I think we need to have some more. I thought there would be more consensus than kind of where we were at the after that last work session. And so I don't think we're there yet to have it on the agenda to vote on that commission just yet. I know there were still some concerns about kind of where it was at. I think.
Well, what are the concerns?
Well, I know John had brought up in the work session, you know, that he felt like the wording, even though, you know, I think we can clean up the wording as far as outreach and stuff is concerned. There wasn't really, I guess, a lot of further conversation about,
what else?
The other pieces. But I think this would be a good time rather than getting into the, I mean, we're almost out of time right now, but rather than getting into the middle of a city council meeting and debating that, I believe that we should pull that off. I'm going to make a motion for that.
Okay.
That we take it back to work session.
All right. We can have that conversation during the motion then. All right. Anything else? New business? Announcements? All right.
Oh, one. So May is no more May. So if you do need a sign, let's say,
I have a few. Did not buy. Few. Yes.
Yes.
But I do have one for each of you. For
yes.
Of you who wish.
Yeah. So,
thank you, Ann.
Yeah, we should have a little contest, I think, which I'll win, of course, but you know.
No competition there.
Yeah, I'm just looking for sun in May. All right, we're adjourned.